What's going Take it on? Away, Al.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna share with you an experience I've never shared in public or with
this
friends.
This is big.
Even. Yeah, and it was Buckle a seminal up. Moment, an incident that happened in the summer of '86. There was a group of us that were feeling we wanted to have a contact experience, and we decided to go to the Joshua Tree Monument Park and camp out all night there, because there's something about that place that just, where the heavens and the earth are very connected, and it's like the Joshua trees are like almost like antennae connecting with the sky and beyond. Beautiful place. We have about a half a dozen of us, and we split up just before sunset to find various camping places, and I was traveling with my friend Ryan from LA. And just around sunset, up in the sky, there was this beautiful pulsing light that we could see on the horizon coming closer to us and closer and closer. It was changing rainbow colors, multiple rainbow colors, all kinds of different colors. It was coming closer and closer, and we were getting excited, you know, we were really, and its stop must have been a couple thousand feet away. Suddenly, both of us heard or felt, I guess is a better word, the words, now is the time, now is the time, now is the time. We looked at each other, and we felt the ecstasy and joy of that contact moment and said, yes, it's the time. Now is the time. Yes, it's the time. Now is the time. Yes, it's the time. We said that a few times, and it really brought us into the moment. We felt at this point that we were communicating with this joyous intelligence, and that it started to tell us that the communications for most humans is emotion. In emotion and feeling this joy, this emotion, this unmitigated joy, is that is what it's all about. Yes, it's the feeling that grass feels as it pushes its way through the concrete on a sidewalk. It's the joy of bees collecting the pollen in the flower. This joy that all creatures feel. Rocks even feel it rolling downhill. This, yes, I'm alive. This is life. This is who we are. And that was coming through very, very strongly at that moment. It was a joy that built and built. And then a message came through. All is play. All is play. All is play.
Wow.
And that we felt it. We felt really, wow, play, you know? And then the message, go, teach, heal, play. Go, teach, heal, play. Go, teach, heal, play. And then it went away. And then it went away. But my friend Ryan, changed dramatically right before me. He became almost like a Tibetan monk, like a light in his eyes of really wanting to play. And he looked around at the rocks and he started tapping them. And he was able to start playing them like they were drums. Like there's an area that, you know, had a different sound, different resonances. And he just started to see what the resonances of the rocks in the air. And soon he was playing a little rhythm just from the play of that. You know, and so this energy came into our consciousness, showed us that we are play. You know, we are play. It's not just them. You know, it's a universal energy of playing after the healing. After we heal ourselves, we can play. And other things started to happen, like appreciation. A big bee came into our presence. And he said, beautiful being to the bee. And it stopped. It literally stopped. And it started to rotate right in front of us as we appreciated what it was. And begin to see the power of the emotion of appreciation, that the creature just responded to that. Appreciation was a magical energy, and not just a feeling, but an alchemical energy that affects those around us. And that appreciation was the healing frequency, if you will, to other intelligences, other life forms, including those, especially those on our planet that we are in contact with, our own species, of course, but also other creatures like the birds and the bees. So that really brought home to me how it's all is one, it's all connected. And that in actual reality that the aliens, if the universe is indeed one, which I do feel it is, then even the weirdest alien is some aspect of ourselves and not to be feared. If we get in touch with that aspect of ourself, that we get outside of this whole dualistic notion of good versus evil and get into the creative force of universe itself, which is play and love and healing. And in that space, we connect with all beings. That experience was a fundamental one for me. And I've had many since as well, but that started the ball rolling for me in a big way. That's what I wanted to share.